It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Naturopathic medicine. Insights for successful living. And getting better with Ann Beal.
Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Jim Slaughter, and Ann Beal and I are both with you today to approach a topic that is sort of relevant to everyone today. We're talking about the election today and all the question marks that are associated with that. You know, the truth is that to believe the election is over and that Mr. Biden has won the presidency is extreme naivete, and we want to talk a little bit more about that today.
So we're having a little sound problems. I don't know that she can hear. Can they hear us at all?
Yeah,
okay, cool. So we actually want to change a little bit today because we are concerned that most people, it seems, don't know that the election is not actually over.
Right, and we've had a number of people that we've run into, friends and clients even, who have been talking as if it's already over. And we know it isn't, and there's some specific rules of the game, rules of election that have to be followed before the presidency can be declared.
Well, yes, a lot of people don't realize that actually the score is actually 232 Trump, 227 Biden.
Right.
There are 10 states that still haven't finished counting. And so, because of all the mail-in ballots, so a lot of people don't realize that they actually count the votes on Election Day first. The ballots that get mailed in, they count last. Okay, so the absentee ballots, I think they count them second. So even though the ballots come in early, you would think they would count them early, but they don't actually count them until after the Election Day at night. Okay, so it is still going on. There were so many ballots. There were more than they could handle. And so they aren't done. They're still counting. Not to mention, because of voter fraud allegations, there are all these lawsuits going on in those 10 states. And so some of the states have actually had it, you know, they've had cases already just since Election Day, like 8 days ago or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
12 days ago, whatever that was. They've had all these cases actually speed up, so they've had the local courts either send it back and say you can't include ballots. Some of them, the local courts have gone in the other way, so then it got promoted and appealed to the next level, and some of them now are on their way to the Supreme Court. So that is why there's 10 states that haven't certified to the Electoral College, but the Electoral College itself will do an audit, and then the official vote won't be in until like December 14th, and they don't announce it until January 4th. So just because a few media stations decided that they were going, and these newspapers and TV stations decided they're going to go ahead and report Biden as the winner. Some of those stations reported it after 7% of the vote was in.
Yeah, so you got to wonder about that. You know, how can you declare someone a winner with only that amount of votes counted?
Well, and so we are in the mental health business, so we actually talk to people about living in reality all the time and how important that is, and not to live in a fantasy world. And so what's so strange right now is the main media stations that most people watch on TV, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, and then Facebook and Twitter are calling this election already, even though it isn't done. And Biden is holding himself out, and he's in some room in an office building, and they made this two-sided background for part of the room that says President-elect Biden, but he actually is not yet. And so it's not official yet. And so they want you just to believe it's true. They want you just believe it's happened. And everyone's supposed to just go along with that and be happy. But it's not reality.
And we wanted to help people see today, I think, that the media's push to make this election over, to make people believe that Mr. Biden has won the presidency, is a great disservice to the people. And so to everyone. And so we really want to talk about what is a due process, for one thing, because we're still in process with this election.
Right.
We are still in process, and a lot of people don't want to believe that, and the media pushes for it to be over. And so we want to just express the fact that it isn't over,
right,
and it's going to be a while before it's over, and that there is a specific legal process to follow before anyone can be declared president. There is no Mr. Biden president-elect. In fact, I was thinking about...
Can you hear? Okay.
No, I can't hear anything.
Yeah, we can't hear anything in our ears. So, oh, you can? Cool.
Yeah, I just...
All right.
Just popped it. Now I can't.
Now you can't. Yeah, that's what I worry about. So if the sound's not coming through...
It's going on the radio.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, so... And I think that if you guys would like to call in about this, we're using a different number for call-ins today. And so if you would like to go ahead and call in and give us your, what do you call it, your 2 cents about this, we would love to have you call in. And so the number to call in on is actually 214. Here it is. It is 214. Nope. They're trying to call in. People are trying to call in right now. Let's see. 423? No, that's not right. It's 429-243-5906. And so if you would like to call in, we'd love to have you call in just to talk about this. And so we can hear you. 469-243-5906. 469-243-5906. 469-243-5906. So we'd love to hear from you. Though I have a feeling I won't be able to hear them in my ears. So since can you hear?
Well, yes, I can hear you.
Good. You'll be able to hear them. Okay, awesome.
I can't tell if people can hear me.
All right. Yeah, I can't hear anything. So,
all right,
but that's okay. I don't need you to hear me. I don't have to hear you. You guys need to hear me, so that's awesome. Okay, so we have people that are saying they are trying to call in. I just don't know if they have the right number. So is that the right number, Brittany? Yeah, okay, that's the right number, so we'd love to hear from you if you want to call in, and 469-243-5906. If it's busy, you can call the backup line, 775-300-7599. So one of the things we're going to do is go over each state, those 10 states, so you can know what's going on, because so many people, and this is the thing, we were just so shocked that so many people have not even heard there's voter fraud going on, or it's valid or relevant or anything like that, if they've heard anything. But we were amazed even yesterday, just walking our neighborhood, how many people had not heard anything.
Right.
Had you heard anything?
Well, yeah, we were surprised. A lot of the feedback we get is that a lot of people don't even know there's an issue.
Yeah.
And but it's a huge issue.
And a lot of people are sad. They say they're sad and they don't know how Biden won, but they just have accepted it. And I'm like, but he hasn't won. He hasn't won.
Right. Major discrepancies that a lot of people don't know anything about.
Yeah. And for us, it's the censorship that we're just so surprised about, that people aren't knowing the truth, that all these court cases are going on. So let's talk a little bit about the Dominion voting machines. Now, what I didn't realize is the Dominion voting machines were used in Venezuela and in Argentina. And in both cases, what happened in the night, just like what happened here, around 8 o'clock at night, they stopped counting because the opponent was way, way, way ahead. like so far ahead that there was no way that that Maduro could have caught up. They stopped counting. All of a sudden, they stopped counting, and then miraculously, within a few hours, they said Maduro was the winner. And so what was happening is weird things were happening with those voting machines. And so they know, and that's why people were rioting in the streets in Argentina and Venezuela, because nobody liked Maduro, for number one. And I don't know who it was in Argentina. But they couldn't believe that he won. Well, they quickly tried to get him in fast. They didn't let any, except there, they didn't let him any recounts or audits of the vote. They got rid of the voting. They shut the machines down. No one could verify anything. Okay. We have a caller. Okay. Put him through. Jeff, I can't hear, so you'll have to hear him.
Jeff, are you on with us right now?
I am.
Hey,
good.
Good to hear from you. This is Jeff in Fort Worth, and Jeff, thanks for tuning in with us today. We appreciate your call. And what do you think about all this? Anyway, Jeff?
Well, you know, I think it's not anything of a conspiracy theory when you have over 72 million voters expressing the same concern. It is, you know, of all the years of my life being blessed to be born in this country witness elections throughout my lifetime, I have never witnessed anything so outrageous as we've witnessed this year and this election in particular. It's more than concerning, it's alarming to consider that the socialist takeover leads to communism, and there may never be another election if we lose this one.
Well, and I hear you that you're very concerned. It is very concerning, and it isn't a conspiracy theory that the machines got messed up. And what is the thing that you feel the most? Do you believe there was voter fraud? What do you believe?
I absolutely do, and I'm one that, you know, when you have, again, the first time I can remember ever in my lifetime seeing states, multiple states, just stop counting. Rather than calling the state like they normally would in the past for whichever candidate that had that significant of a lead, they just shut down. They kicked out multiple, you know, it's supposed to be a oversight. It's supposed to have members representing all parties, political parties, to have access to the counting, to verify the ballots. At any moment, they could say, hey, I want to see that ballot. And then all of the volunteers or oversight get to look at that ballot and decide whether it's illegal ballot that was casted or unverifiable. That just did not happen. And how can you say that there's no fraud when there's no transparency? You know, the dark of night, I think once they kicked everybody out of those polling stations and locked them out, they got to work. And you know, this is not a Republican spin or anything like that. This is, if you disenfranchise any votes, you disenfranchise all of them.
Right.
And there's no more trust in an honest, open election where there is a winner no more. There's no more trust in the system by the American people when they know that a fraud has been committed on them. And that's an orchestrated effort. You have members of the media, you have members of one party, and some of the other party that seem to have just been bought and sold by foreign countries. And, you know, we had 4 years of wanting to find out if an outside country interfered with our election. And now in this one, they don't even want to talk about it. You know, it's like it never happened, and that's what's so alarming, and why so many people, I believe, are just not trusting those that say that, you know, this is done and over with.
Wow!
Without thinking fraud occurred.
I know, and I think that's all just so disheartening to know all this is going on, and to hear you, it sounds like you've been pretty. Is it upset, concerned, or devastated?
Well, I think I'm alarmed. It is something that when you see our republic being attacked as it has been, especially in this situation, I mean, it's more than disheartening. it's alarming. We could actually be seeing, with the fraud that has occurred, that we believe has occurred, we could actually be seeing a hostile overthrow of our governmental system, and that's alarming.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for calling in. We have to go to break. We appreciate hearing from you so much, and we just thank you, and we hope to hear from you again.
Thanks to you, too.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, we are going to go to break, and we have another caller, so we'll have them hold, and we'll talk to them. We can always talk to them after break, but we'll be right back, and just think about this. We want everyone's vote to actually be real.
Good.
Okay, I'm just going to have my headphones on. I'm just going to take my headphones on.
And now here's more Getting Better with Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
Close the door. Welcome back. We are having some horrible technical problems, so just bear with us. We are just thank you. So what we're going to do now is actually, we were talking about the Dominion machines. So what exactly do they do? Well, this is what they found so far, and they actually, as of yesterday, have confiscated the servers in other countries. They went over to Germany and confiscated. We confiscated the two servers in Germany that were counting our votes over there, and they're in the process of trying to confiscate the ones in Venezuela that are also counting our votes. So apparently the Dominion machines and the counting and the tallying is done over in Venezuela. But here what they found is they were actually trained just in these states, these 10 states that these lawsuits are going on. The people were actually trained on these machines in these states and these counties to be able to stop the machine, open it up, and change the tally. It is actually in the training manual. So when they are talking about, when Trump's attorneys are talking about all the evidence they have, it's very clear, it's very easy that it's going to end up at the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. But it's also horrible. I mean, to even hear everything, Fox did not stay on the press conference. If you want to go online, so we want to tell you how to actually find out what's really going on. If you don't veer from ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and MSNBC, which are all owned by the same person, and then Fox, who hates Trump, the actual son that took over Fox hates him. And so they are going after him. There's only a few people. Tucker is struggling to stay there. Tucker Carlson, Hannity. But Hannity has his show on lots of other places. Mm-hmm. So really, if you want to know, we actually suggest Newsmax. Go to Newsmax TV. They give you everything. They give you everything. They don't censor anything.
Right.
And so you don't want to live in Cuba and Venezuela and Argentina and places like that, or even China, where your news is censored. They won't even let you decide for yourself. They tell you as soon as they cut away in a press conference and say, this is not true. They have no evidence, and they're so disrespectful of the president of the United States. I guarantee you they won't do that if Biden becomes president. They won't be rude like that at all. They won't cut away.
Well, they won't be allowed to do anything that would be controversial.
Well, they still like him. So they like them. Obama, they would have never done that to.
Yeah.
But because they don't like somebody doesn't mean that they should censor what you find out. And that's where it's very disturbing, because the truth is not told so that you don't get to find out. So Newsmax.com, where else do you?
Well, we made a list of them, and we were suggesting the first thing you do is to avoid those news networks and news programs that only give you one side,
right?
And so avoid using those particular products. You suggested, Ann, downloading Parler, which is
Parler.
Another.
Now, Parler is awesome.
Facebook
it's like Facebook, but they don't censor. Facebook censors a lot. And Parler, everybody's moving to Parler. If you're sick of Facebook and you hate Facebook because of all the data gathering and the censoring, Parler is a wonderful app, and they don't do that. And everybody's moving to Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R. So we want you to go to Parler.
So what are Rumble and MeWe?
Rumble is where you can go. It's kind of similar to like YouTube. Well, it is. I mean, it's like where you can put your videos and things like that. But again, they don't censor and they don't gather data. MeWe. It's so you have MeWe and you have Rumble. Now, MeWe is also a social networking site as well. Rumble is for videos and sharing videos. You can also chat. MeWe is a social media kind of like Parler.
Okay.
And so some people are going to MeWe. So it's M-E-W-E. And so that's really wonderful. They don't censor or filter or gather data either.
Okay. And just for news outlets, we're recommending, first and foremost, Newsmax.
Yes, Newsmax.
And I personally have found that very, very good. Very, the people they have on there are very articulate. Yeah. They're very knowledgeable. They've done their homework. And it's frankly a refreshing alternative, even to Fox, that has really switched gears, I think, a little bit. Here's some others, though. One America News.
Yeah, OAN. So, go ahead.
Gateway Pundit.
Gateway Pundit.
Breitbart. Breitbart. The Blaze. Blaze. Prager University, or Prager U. Heritage Foundation, America's Voice, The Federalist, and The Scoop.
And so some of these you can just go to the apps on your phone or the apps on your pad, on your tablet, and you can download these. Newsmax is an app, or you can just go to Newsmax.com. Newsmax TV is wonderful. I love that. That's what we love. And Parler has been great. And so if just all these things are where you can go get the news, the real news, not the censored news, so that you can find out the truth about what's going on. You can still watch your other TV. Just understand that it's censored. So we just don't want you to live in a censored world and to know everything that's going on. And no, there is not a president elect yet. So stay right here for more information.
To admit it's getting better, it's a little better all the time.
If you'd like to get better, call Ann right now. 214-810-8255. 214-810-TALK. Now more with Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
We have... Welcome. We obviously, you can see, I can't hear in my ears a thing. But we have a very exciting phone call. Actually, the Green Wizard, Dr.
Green
Ron
Wizard?
Neitzel, has called in.
Hey, Ron.
And he has heard all about the Dominion voting machines that they confiscated from Germany and has learned some of what's on them. Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah,
yes.
I can hear you.
Not very well, but I can hear you better than last time. I can hear you. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, you know, I'm kind of disheartened with both of them because, you know, me, the Green Wizard, I'm hoping to hear that they're going to start giving us ideas and ways to fix our planet and fix our yards and fix our gardens. But, you know, with this Dominion stuff, this is so disheartening because when the first blip and the first blurb of that came out that the U.S. military had gone over and seized with Germany's approval and seized the server from Dominion, who mysteriously have disappeared when they were called to court in Pennsylvania. They vacated their offices.
Wow.
The place is vacated and gone.
Okay.
But it showed that, you know, when they grabbed the server and they started looking into it, the first blip that I saw showed that even California had flipped red. There's a whole lot of numbers here that aren't adding up.
Good
that are
night.
Stuck now in that
wow.
server because they didn't reconnect it.
Wow, Ron, I tell you what, that is real news.
That is news.
Thanks for bringing that to us today. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just can't understand because even here in Ohio, everybody is lost. They have not heard any of this news. They don't know what's truly going on. The media just, you know, and you guys were just talking about Parler and what have you. 2 days ago, I saw a news article first thing in the morning where they were slamming Parler and saying how dangerous it is and how nobody should be going over there trying to help Facebook and retain all their membership.
Right.
I mean, even the media is starting to turn on the alternatives.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I can imagine that that's the case. You know, I do believe that the media are desperate to maintain whatever standing they may have had in the past, and that means attacking any opponents.
Well, I mean, come on, even if you know, the ownership currently for, what is it, CNN, supposedly the top dog in all the ratings currently, and their numbers are so far down it's disgusting,
mm-hmm.
that the owners of them, AT&T, have put them up for sale. That's how bad it's getting. CNN is up for sale by AT&T.
Well, good.
It's all a mess. But, yeah, it's just disheartening to watch all of this and to see the American public, you know, basically being lied to by not being told anything. I don't know how the media is going to recover from this when the truth comes out. What are they going to say? How are they going to explain this to the American people they've been lying to for the last 2 weeks?
That's a good question. You'd have to really do some thinking before you could throw something out that would make any sense at all. And maybe there'll be a new media, you know, maybe Newsmax will lead the way on that, Ron. Have you had a chance to take a look at them?
Oh, I've been looking at all of them. It's daily. The information is just pouring in, and the truth is out there, and people just don't know it's there. But I love these alternatives. You know, uncensored, they're saying it as it is. If they're right, they're right. If they're wrong, they're wrong. But at least you're getting the information.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's what we found, too. And we're happy with what we're hearing from them. And there just seems to be a kind of fresh honesty with them. And we really appreciate that.
Well, I think that's why we come to Ann Beal. We want the truth, and we're getting it. We'll talk to you guys later. Have a great day.
Hey, Ron, thanks for calling
in.
Good to hear
Ron.
From you. Appreciate you.
Wow, that was exciting.
Wow, yeah. It makes you wonder what other states are going to flip to once the truth comes out.
Well, and if you think about it, millions of people are fleeing California, coming to Texas. And the people that we know that are in California, they hate it. They're stuck there because of work, or they can't sell their house, or all the, you know, there's just so many horrible things about what they're doing there. And Governor Newsom acts like a king, and he's doing lockdowns that where people can't even leave their house. They can only have like 6 people total for Thanksgiving, or 5 people, and they're monitoring that. And so they're doing
that?
All these of Nazi-like things. And so people are devastated by that. And so I think that it would make sense that they would hate the Democrats right now. You know, the people who are running, they don't want that. That's why they keep voting for Republicans. Mm-hmm. And all the people we know that came here from California are voting Republican.
Yeah,
I had one lady that had said, I mean, I don't ask them, but she said, she just told me she was voting Democrat. And then when she went and stood in line, and I didn't say anything because I thought, well, that's crazy. She's always complaining about California and how horrible it is, and how she hates Newsom and all this kind of stuff. But then she said, I always have voted Democrat. Well, she told me later, because I told her, you crack me up. You complain and complain and complain, and then you go vote Democrat. And she goes, you know what? I ended up not doing that. While I was waiting in line all that time to do the early voting, she said, I started thinking about that, and I changed my mind.
Well, that would be the sensical thing to do.
Yes, that would be the sensical thing to do.
Ran from California
she
to
did.
Texas, and you would think that you would your behavior would be commensurate with that.
And the people we know that came down from New York also. I mean, a lot of them have gone to Florida, but a lot of them are coming here. And Pennsylvania, they're saying the same thing, that they had to get out of those states to just save their homes, save their finances, save their just their families.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and, you know, I don't know if this is where what we're going to talk about or not, but that's a socialist agenda right there.
Well, it's communist agenda, too.
Well,
but, you know, no country ever quite makes it to actual communism because they can't.
It's a socialist agenda with communist ends, but they never get quite that far because it all falls apart.
Yeah, because they're all because of the corruption. If you could actually get to the point where everyone shares everything and everyone is equal and the money's all equal, and that would all be, I mean, it's like a utopia that it can't possibly get there because humans are too corrupt. So they start stealing.
And what will happen is the money will be taken from
it's filtered,
and given to people who don't like to work.
Yeah, that's why we don't want that to happen here. We don't want it to happen in Venezuela. We know people from Venezuela that have been there for a long time, and then they started escaping here. Some people got out long before that because they could see the writing on the wall. And some people ran here in light of everything just to not be killed or whatever.
Right.
And so they are the ones who, you could see it online everywhere. This is what happened in Venezuela on election night. The exact same thing.
With some of the exact same machines.
Same machines, yeah, the same machines.
Right.
So, just so you know, so this is the thing they're saying, and Sidney Powell, who's one of the main lawyers for Trump, President Trump, she described it, and Rudy Giuliani, they actually describe what the software patch they put in just a few days before the election in these states for those machines, it had a software patch they put in. Some people put it in the day before. It actually adds Biden votes to Trump votes. So every time there's a Trump vote, it adds Biden votes. And so the problem is that they didn't expect to have so many paper ballots for Trump. Okay? They got so many actual mail-in ballots and absentee ballots that were incredible for Trump, that they had to feed him in the machine, and the machine could not keep up. And so this is the, I'm just telling you what they said in their press conference. And so they had to stop voting in just in these states so that they could start hand filling out paper ballots and getting in the machines and changing machines so that they could hand feed. And what's funny is all these ballots, only there are 127,000 of them in, is it Georgia or Michigan? Anyway, they're only marked, I think it's Georgia, they're only marked for President Biden. Nothing else was filled out on these ballots, 127,000 of them, and all 127,000 went for Biden, though nobody else was on the ballot. And that's how they were getting them done so fast.
Doesn't that seem a little odd to you?
I think that people, if they know it, they will seem it's odd. So the hard part is, you know, there's people that just, they hate Trump and they don't want Trump. But are you willing to lose our country to communism, socialism, whatever you call that, if you look at Argentina and Venezuela, are you willing to go there just to get rid of somebody you hate? Because if we go there, well, none of us are going to be safe.
A lot of people may not even know that before that particular election, Venezuela was one of the richest countries in the world. They were one of the most productive, rich companies, had a high per capita income for their people, beautiful place, well-maintained. And when this guy took over through the illegal balloting that took place, everything fell completely apart. And now their economy is a shambles.
Yes.
And the people are leaving there like...
So everything
like
that happens in
sinking ship.
Yes, in the states where people are leaving those countries when they take over.
Right.
But, you know, so we have Venezuela, it happened in Argentina, it happened in Cuba, and all these were beautiful, productive, capitalist places, right, that everyone would travel to. Even, okay, Patrick Bet David, we love him, and you go on YouTube to his podcast, and he is a businessman, a very successful businessman here in Dallas, but he has millions of viewers on his YouTube channel. He is from Iran, and he talks about when he was a kid, Iran was a beautiful place, and everyone would visit. It was a big tourist spot. But then by the time he became an adult, the same thing happened. And he talks about that the same regime came in and did the exact same thing that they did everywhere else. They've also done it in South Africa. So in South Africa, they opened the borders, had all these illegals come in. In the beginning, it was 2 million blacks to 1 million whites. Now it's like 34 million blacks to...
A couple of whites.
Yeah, they said, I haven't looked in 6 months, but 6 months ago it was down to 500,000 because they're killing them. We have friends that have left that produced all the food in South Africa, most of the food in South Africa on their farms, and they just came in, ran them off. Actually, they got out.
With their lives, yeah.
Yes.
They escaped with their lives.
The grandparents and the kids and their kids. I mean, everybody ended up getting out safely, but they don't know how to produce the food. So these farms that produced all the food, so South Africa will eventually become like other areas of Africa where they don't have any food.
Right, right.
So... So performing a coup, basically, is what's happening if it gets pulled off. And it's not true. So no matter what side you're on, just understand that you want to wait until it's really all done. So what will happen? We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what will become of the lawsuits. We don't know what will become of all the voting machine, the Dominion. That's going to be a huge lawsuit. They can't really give you all their data. Even the Venezuela Dominion, he's actually in Maduro's regime that is one of the whistleblowers on the Dominion machines, and that they supplied these patches from Venezuela to these states. They can't tell you who he is, anything about him. And Tucker Carlson was trying to get Sidney Powell to give him that information. And she wouldn't come on his show because he wanted to know the details of all their information. And she doesn't want to give it because these witnesses need to stay safe.
Right. Well, and she's just not ready to give the information out yet, nor should she be.
Well, usually lawyers don't give you their case before they present it.
Right.
So they are giving some other details that they can give, and that's what some of these press conferences have been for, just to let people know this is all still going on. But they can't tell you everything. Then you don't let your opponents know all your secrets.
Right.
And they found a lot of stuff out. And so just confiscating the Dominion machines, I haven't heard what was in there yet. So that's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to get the other servers, right? And so it's pretty disturbing to think of all this happening in our country.
Well, right. And, you know, what's at stake? are not small things.
No.
You know, we were talking about this. I was saying, you know, I've had a chance to go back over some basic values that I have. Things like freedom. I value freedom. I value justice. I value liberty. These are things that our country was founded on. Okay.
Right.
And that is at stake, because if the agenda goes the way some people want it to go, that's not going to be the way our country looks anymore.
Well, there are some things about that. Definitely them trying to force it through without everything being done yet. I mean, they were calling Biden 7% into the vote. That was very strange.
Right.
Very strange. And they want to get him in quick. They want to have everyone say he's president. They want Trump to concede. They're trying to force him to concede when it's not even done yet. Of course, he's not going to do that. But if they did do that, so other senators who didn't wait and felt the pressure and went ahead and conceded, well, they can't contest it. They can't file lawsuits and contest it. And so when this all comes out and the Dominion machines, you see what's on it, everything comes out and you see everything. And if it does, it will end up at the Supreme Court. So what comes from that? Well, a lot of people, it's just too bad because they've already dropped out. So this is the thing. And we all know, how many of you think really it's Biden who's going to stay in office? Do you really believe he's going to be able to do that? And so Kamala Harris will jump in and take over. Now, Kamala Harris couldn't even win enough of the vote to stay in as a candidate. She was one of the first ones that had to drop out because she couldn't get enough votes for anything. So this is how they bring her in. Now, she's a nice person, I'm sure. But she also hangs out with Ilhan Omar, who's the Muslim jihadist. And Kamala is, she clearly says exactly what she wants to do. She wants to come get her guns. She wants to take down the wall. She wants all these things, she says. Biden's honest too now. He says that as well. And so they are honest about what they're going to do most of the time. And so do we really want that? But definitely Biden will have to step down. He's just not well enough. So Kamala will take over.
Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen.
Right, of course. I mean, everybody knows that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I just want you to consider going to these other places for those resources to get the data right. And we'll tell you more on the last segment. Just where you can go if you have any other questions.
Right, right.
Thank you for everyone calling in. I've had some people asking me, and I'm just going to hold them because we only have 5 more minutes.
Okay.
So we will just ask you. I have your questions on text, so thank you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I like to admit, it's getting better. It's a little better.
You're getting better all the time. Now back to Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are going to go over the lawsuits that are pending right now. If you want to know the details, we didn't mention the Epoch Times, which is where we got this from. The Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H, times.com, T-I-M-E-S, the epictimes.com. And they may have an app. I think they do have an app. But they are a newspaper, and they actually have every lawsuit that's happened in every state, and they update it every day to tell you what's happened with these lawsuits. And so some have been dropped. Some have been dismissed. Some are still going. Some are now up to going to the Supreme Court. And so the other thing that's interesting that we saw on there was the Supreme Court justices have now been assigned to each state. So it's interesting. So Samuel Alito, he is over Pennsylvania. He's been appointed over Pennsylvania. All these judges have districts that they're over now. And so he was assigned Pennsylvania. So he is over that. Clarence Thomas, is over Michigan and Georgia. And Amy Coney Barrett is over Wisconsin. And so all of these states, they all have their states, but all of these 10 states are all the conservative judges, all 5. It ends up.
Right.
It's strange. And they just did that the other day. So I don't really understand how all that works. But they've been appointed because these cases are going to end up there. So Justice Alito will decide to accept or reject the cases from Pennsylvania. That is how it works. So Clarence Thomas will decide to accept or reject the cases from like Wisconsin or Georgia, whichever one these are over. And so it's very interesting how it works. I didn't ever really know how it worked.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Me either.
Individual judges would be responsible for a certain area or a certain state. Yeah.
And so there are a lot of lawsuits out there. In Wisconsin, there's third parties filing lawsuits, too. A third-party lawsuit, Langenhorst and Pecor, filed in Wisconsin to seek to exclude election results in three of the state's counties, alleging that sufficient evidence that illegal votes were counted. And so the Trump campaign filed for a partial recount in Wisconsin of the eligible ballots, and the ineligible ballots are being set aside. But even just that one county, it cost, it said, spending $3 million to cover the estimated cost.
Right.
So when you order a recount, I didn't know that, you have to pay for the recount.
Yeah,
the people,
I didn't think about that
and
either,
I didn't know
it
that.
It makes sense
I did
that they
not
would have
know
to do that.
That,
but I didn't realize that. I didn't think about that.
So there are, so in Nevada, lawsuit against, I guess it's their governor, the United States Electoral College candidates in Nevada, who actually pledged to President Donald Trump, filed an election contest because of alleging irregularities and improprieties and fraud in the state's election. It was filed in First Judicial District Court in Carson City. So if you go through each state, you will see case after case after case. And it's not just President Trump's people. There are the Republican Party's people in the state, in the county, and then there are actual voters who weren't allowed into voting centers that were told they had stopped voting,
right,
and you just go home.
So
that
some,
happened
some
in a lot of places, too.
Have taken it upon themselves to file suit against this.
And that the actual guy who found the voting machine in Georgia on the side of the road, he's filing a lawsuit. And so Arizona has the lawsuits, Michigan, Nevada, Georgia, Pennsylvania. And which ones do you have? I have them all right here.
I just have Georgia, and I think I gave you Pennsylvania just a minute ago. Yeah, well, I have two.
So I printed out, I thought I printed out 10. And so it's really interesting. Now, there are a lot of whistleblowers that are being kept safe. And we have a friend from Granbury who's an attorney that went up to Michigan. She was just supposed to observe. And she observed a lot of things, but she didn't get to actually observe the counting because they made them stand the length of a football field away. So that actually violates those being legal votes. Legal votes are votes that both sides get to observe being counted. That's the only way they can know they're legal. I mean, you could actually create a vote right there and stick it in the machine. They
and,
have to
I
watch.
Think that may have been done.
And so it happens to be in these states, people blocked out the windows and didn't let people watch. So she actually saw the ice trucks, the ice cream trucks show up with the ballots in them in the middle of the night coming into Michigan. And so she videotaped it on her phone, so now she's in the FBI's
witness protection.
Whatever you call that.
Thank you.
She can't come back yet. She's a witness. So it's very interesting when you hear about all this. It's very disconcerting. But we wanted you guys to know, because this is the Getting Better show, and we want our country to get better. But it looks like it may be getting worse with all of this fraud going on, and what the media is doing to cover it up and censor it is really crazy. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube are working really hard to do that. YouTube, not as bad. So that's why they have them in front of Congress having to be interviewed about it. So we wanted to let you know where else you can go. Newsmax TV, just remember that. Epic Times, anywhere else but the mainstream media, basically. Just go online.